In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Healing and compassion. These are two things that Jesus extended to people everywhere he went. These are two things he gave of generously, abundantly, to the people he sought after and the people who searched him out. Our story from today's gospel is one of those times of healing and compassion. This is one of those gospel readings that I find to be very easy to see in my mind's eye. It is a passage of scripture that is both vivid and gripping. It begins with 10 people who have been afflicted with and are suffering from leprosy. I can see clearly the pain they are in. I can hear the anguish in their voices. No matter how long their suffering has been, the effect and toll of it has been great. With a few words, Jesus washes all of that suffering away. He commands them to go and show themselves to the priests. And as they start to walk away, I can see them being healed. Each step bringing them closer to that healing grace Jesus has given them. Each step causing the pain to cease, the skin to heal and repair itself. It is as if with each step, the old self of suffering is falling off of them like so much loose ash, and underneath a new, reborn person is being revealed. And then I can hear their relief as they start to realize what is happening to them, as they start to not only see, but also feel the blessing they have received, their new skin overtaking them, shouts of joy as they feel their anguish peel away. And not just the anguish of the body, but of the mind and soul. This disease would have made them outcasts, pariahs in their society. They would literally have been untouchables, isolated out of fear and disgust. Imagine for a moment that kind of separation, being removed from all those people that you know, all those people that you love. Imagine the damage to the soul it would cause, not only to not be able to speak with your friends, but to not even hold the ones you love. Now imagine the joy you would feel to know that that is all finally over, that you could return home, you could be who you once were. Perhaps the reason why I find it easy to see this gospel story so vividly is because I know in my life I have experienced different kinds of suffering, just as I'm sure you in your own lives have known different kinds of suffering. Perhaps it's because I'm sure many of you have known and loved people who have been afflicted in many different ways. Maybe this is also easy to see because the pain we find in it is so real. I think that's part of it, but there might be another reason why. If I'm honest with myself, I can identify with all 10 people in this story. I can identify with the pain and the reaction to the healing. I've been the one person who turned back and showed gratitude for what I had received from God. I've also been the person who did not stop walking, did not turn around, and never lifted my voice in thanks to God for what I had received. I've been the grateful to God and the ungrateful. I think there are two things we can learn about these two very different reactions. One, Jesus' blessing is in no way conditional. Jesus does not require gratitude. He does not demand it. He does not withhold his healing from those who will not first swear that after they receive it, they will bend down and praise him. His blessing is given freely, without restraint. It flows from his abundant mercy for all of God's children. We are worthy to receive his grace, his mercy, not because of what has been said by us or done by us. We receive it because of God's eternal and never-failing love, his love for all of his children, for all of creation. Our worth, our value to God is not shaped or determined by some demanded set of actions. We are worthy, we are valuable because he has made us so. What a gift it is, this love we have received, a love that knows no boundaries, a love that knows no limits, a love that has no price. What a gift we have received. What wonder it is. The second thing we can learn about gratitude is that without it, we are not complete. Without gratitude, we are not whole. Gratitude places us firmly in all the blessings that surround us. It grounds us in all that we have received. It is with gratitude that we can see the wonder in all things. When we lack it, we are blind to all the blessings of this life. Without it, we cannot experience the full joy of those blessings of God's love, God's healing and grace. For how can we know true joy, pure joy, if we cannot see from where it comes? If we cannot see the wonder bursting forth from all things? Through grateful eyes, we can see clearly all that has been given to us and all that continues to be given to us. The simple beauties of this life, the simple joys of God's creation become alive. We see the wonder in it all, the wonder in all things. Without gratitude, our eyes are covered in dull and sullen ash, and we only glimpse a fraction of this life's true wonder. When we turn to God and thank him, wonder bursts forth from every direction into every corner of our lives. So lift your eyes to the heavens. Raise your voice to God. It is from God's love that all the blessings of this life flow. With grateful hearts and unveiled eyes, let those blessings become a part of you, so that you may be healed, so that you may be made whole, so that the wonder that God has created in you can be shared with the world. Amen.